Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So, today we're going to start off talking about a pretty narrow group of people. But the lesson there expands to everybody. We're going to talk about what we can learn from medics and how to stay on mission, even if you start to get bored. Okay, so first, if you don't know, at demonstrations that are expected to get wild, there are medics, street medics, who will show up. People whose explicit purpose for being there is to pull you out of the tear gas. They are a unique group of people. They're pretty wild. They're kind of weird too, but they're cool. One of my friends does this, and she asked me a while ago, you know, how do we stop the dissolving when the bad weather comes? Because if you're not aware, demonstrations, there's a lot more of them when the weather's nice. When it gets cold, nobody wants to go out and march. So that means that during the wintertime, when the weather is not nice, street medics, well, they don't have anything to do. When the weather is nice, when it first starts to warm up and everybody gets out and starts talking about their causes and demanding a redress of their grievances, they have a lot to do. And these medics, they end up getting to know each other. They start coordinating, they start cooperating, and they make sure that somebody is at every demonstration just in case. It turns into a unit. They develop a lot of camaraderie. And it lasts until it starts to get cold. Then they don't have as much to do. And you are talking about high-energy people. You're talking about the kind of people that will rush into tear gas to pull you out. They don't do well without something to do. They get bored. And when they get bored, well, that's when cliques start to form. Purity testing, infighting, personality conflicts. And the effectiveness of the whole group starts to degrade because, well, they don't have anything better to do. So they end up fighting each other. So how do you avoid that? How do you keep up that effectiveness so you don't have to reboot the next year? There's a bunch of ways, and this applies if you're running a community network, a mutual assistance group, whatever. If you have some cause, some group that you're active with, and it's a focused thing, when there's a lull, that's when things start to degrade. That's when things start to fall apart. Now, if you're talking about street medics, you could always train, you know, if it's illegal in your area, because I'm sure somewhere there's some law saying you can't train for first aid unless you're credentialed. But you could train. Keep everybody on mission. Keep everybody focused. It's also important to do something fun every once in a while. Binge watch a TV show. Have a cookout. Go canoeing. Whatever. If something that you're doing as a group that isn't really related to what you normally do, because it allows for there to be a personal bond that isn't directly related to running into tear gas. Now, if you start to see cliques develop, that's when a little bit of healthy competition is normally good. But not between cliques. Split them up. Take half of each opposing clique and put them on the same team. And pit them against each other. So people from different cliques have to work together. In the past, I have found that paintball is incredibly useful for this, because it reinstills that camaraderie, puts them back on the same team. So, what about everybody else? If you're not involved in this type of stuff, what about you? Every 2 to 4 years, people who are watching this channel, you're probably pretty politically engaged. But once that season is over, once election season ends, a lot of people go back to brunch. Brunch is still canceled. We still have problems. So how do you stay on mission? The same way. Find something to focus on. You know, don't just rally around the politician during election season. This seems like it should go without saying, but maybe don't trust the politician to do what they said they were going to do, because they may not. So you can keep up pressure on them. If you find one that actually is effective and is representing you, you can fundraise for them. Or you could shift to other causes. You could campaign for the environment. You could campaign for the homeless if you happen to live in Austin. That seems like it might be needed right now. There's a bunch of stuff out there. Help plant community gardens. Start a community network. Because then when election season rolls back around, well, you're still effective. And you have actually gotten better. You have more contacts. And it makes you and your circle makes you a little bit more politically valuable, because you'll be able to accomplish more because you have learned stuff along the way. We have a lot going on, and we have to stay on mission. The habit after elections of the infighting and the personality conflicts being elevated to the status of something that matters probably isn't good. It probably degrades overall performance and mission effectiveness. This is probably something you want to avoid. If you have a circle of people that during the election, they were your people, and you haven't talked to them really since, you might want to reach out. Because if you want to stay effective, if you want to actually accomplish stuff, you can't let up. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.